And on Art in the Air, we'll welcome Janet Block, who is the Executive Director for Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Larry. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, we'd like to hear what's going on at Lebesnik, especially in the near term here, especially now that's middle of May. So tell us what's going on, especially during the COVID-19 issue going on.
Well, Larry, we're closed to the public right now. Some of our staff is coming in, but most of them are working remotely. And actually, we really wasted no time at all starting to reach out to our community through social media, videos we created, tours of our exhibits online, because actually it was part of our strategic plan that we just finished anyhow. So in a way, it pushed us a little bit quicker into this arena, but we had been preparing in some ways, not for the, the COVID crisis, but we were preparing to reach out more and more through other means so that we could broaden our audience and make sure that we got people who, are further away or for whatever reason are in isolation or just can't make it to the exhibits and to some of the art activities that we hold. So we were fairly flexible, but it's a lot of work.
I'm sure it is. Are you doing virtual exhibit through the gallery or anything? Or do you have anything up in the gallery that you can do a virtual walk with Laura explaining things?
Yes. Actually, Laura has Laura Fosberg, our curator at the Art Center, who is really lively and personable and has been and gives tours throughout our exhibits usually, obviously cannot do that right now. So we have actually, let me count, 7 videos on our website or through our Facebook page that you can access. They're all brief. There's an intro video to the show we have up now called Round Hole Square Peg. And then we have 6 videos that focus on the work of the individual artists in the show. And when you take a tour with Laura, it's really engaging and fun. We have had unbelievably positive comments about how happy people were to see these online, because people who have had the tours bring their friends back and can't wait for the next show to open because she's just really great. So you will be able to access those. And actually, there's 8 videos of the artist, because when I looked at this list last, we had not posted the last 2. So, it's really, you get a great perspective from Laura. You never feel stupid. She always makes the art engaging and fun. And I encourage people to be able to look at the work. There are some great artists in the show, like Phyllis Bramson, who's quite well known as part of the Chicago art scene for decades. There are newer artists like Cody Hudson and Wendy White. There's some spectacular work by Chris Uphues, which is all done with brush, but it looks just so detailed. So some of these artists live in New York now. They're all from Chicago, but they're up and coming, or they've spent time in Chicago. So I encourage everybody. I think that, they're brief enough that people will not feel like they don't want to approach it. That's one thing that we really figured out here, was that, nobody's going to want to sit and watch a 15-minute video necessarily, but people they have time to sit in a couple videos when they can.
I see some of the things you have on the website. You can print a coloring book, other activities, and that Square Peg Round Holes, I think, is the current exhibit running through early June. One of the things is the Lebesnik Art Festival. How's that going to impact? I mean, I know things are up in the air, but how do you project that affecting your art festival?
So, we're really not sure. I was just on a webinar this morning from the Indiana Arts Commission. They're discussing different ideas. We have over 70 artists who are accepted into the festival in August and would love to be part of it. Really, what we're, my job is really, number one, to keep our safe and the public safe and healthy. So that will be our priority for all decisions. But there are, things we're looking into, possible alternatives, different ways to stay soothed. And these are the things on the webinar that all the institutions, actually not just across Indiana, but across the world, are looking at. And so we're trying to compile best practices. Some of it will be virtual if we can figure that out. But, what we're looking at as we reopen, which right now we're tentatively thinking could be mid-June, but we are going to follow the guidelines from the scientists and the people who really know the disease. Those are the guidelines that are pertinent to me. So if it's not safe, we will not open. Or if we cannot do it safely, we won't open. So we're taking it a day at a time, but those are the things, you know, we want to be optimistic and think that maybe we can innovate ways that things can take place.
Well, very good. You know, we're about ready to wrap up, Janet. I know you can get a hold of you at lebesnickcenter.org on the net, or you're on Facebook page. And I appreciate you coming on Art in the Air. That's Janet Block, Executive Director for Lebesnick Center. Thank you so much, Janet.
Absolutely. And please, that coloring book is a free downloadable piece. And it was our education director engaged, I think it was 10 different artists in this region.
Thank you, Janet.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.